Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crowd Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thank you ever so much for joining us this lovely Monday. It is really nice here today, 70 and sunny. Sorry to those where the weather is weather. And the weather is shite.
The weather is shite.
And if your withers are shite.
The weather is shite here in Florida.
See a vet. Thanks for buying shit at the crabdiving.com/Amazon link. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon or you use the webpage banner, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Thank you.
And join us on the Elon's shit show machine on Twitter at Crab Diving. You can tweet us during the show or anytime, actually.
What a mess.
Thanks to those that do.
If you go to Twitter and just type in Trump and just go to photos and just see the shit that pops up now, some of the fucking memes are out there, man. I mean, yeah. People believe some crazy shit.
They're put out by DeSantis. Some of the bad ones, I think.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
I bet you that DeSantis has teams going on Gateway Pundit, on Fox, on all the conservative circle jerk sites, and having trolls go into the comments and say, you know, I love Trump, but I really think it's time for DeSantis.
Is that the message from DeSantis? It's like, we love Trump, but we think it's time for a new direction. What is his message?
He doesn't have one yet. He hasn't said anything. His message here in Florida is I'm trying to out crazy Texas.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out if I'm DeSantis, how do I tell the maggots? How do I offer the maggots something that Trump isn't offering? Like, what can I do for the maggots that Trump's not going to do for them?
Indictments.
Against?
Drama, yeah.
Hillary?
No. And no indictments against DeSantis yet.
They give a shit about that?
Some.
That's like, it all adds up. Fucking believe.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
Look at the last election. I mean,
they're embarrassed.
Yeah. They're just done with the drama.
It's hard for me to believe. For people that stormed the fucking Capitol, it's hard for me to understand how they're done with the drama. It just
and I think he lost a lot of people with the NFT.
What? Did he really?
I do. I think he lost a lot of people with the NFT.
No, he did not. Did he really?
No, he did.
Because why?
Because it was such a... It was big announcement tomorrow. Remember that? Huge announcement coming. And then all the maggots got their Crisco jars ready.
Oh, yes.
And their burlap bags.
What? What do you do with the bags exactly?
They wrap it around themselves because it has to be painful while they're touching themselves.
These people...
Like Jesus intended.
It really is a shame these people get to vote. What society would say, oh, these lunatics, these people, these tourists over here, they need to vote. Good. They make rational decisions.
Let's see what's in the headlines. Let's just dive right fucking in, shan't we?
Maggotville.
Everyone. Well, this is interesting.
Yes.
I didn't see this one. First of all, thanks for a picture of Speaker McCarthy and Tucker Carlson.
Oh, God damn, man.
McCarthy forks over 41,000 hours of January 6th footage to Tucker.
Pourquoi? Fucking pourquoi, man?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy gave Fox News host Tucker Carlson access to 41,000 hours of surveillance footage taken in the U.S. Capitol during the riot. See, this is where they're going to show that it was secretly Nancy in the hallways shitting on the and writing things in shit, and that it they were all behind it.
Is that what these tapes will show? Will these tapes show Nancy Pelosi wiping shit on the walls?
It's not going to show anything. It's going to show a bunch of lunatics going through the Capitol.
The thing is, these are all the worst people. I don't know what society is supposed to do with these guys.
And you know what they're going to do is they're going to pull out where people were just like stumbling through and looking or taking pictures or taking selfies in front of stuff. Right. And they're going to show that. They're going to be like, this isn't what you saw. All you saw was the guy getting skewered with the American flag. All you saw was the cop getting beat with the fire extinguisher.
A Black Lives Matter demonstration in front of the Capitol and one person stepped over one of those fences where they weren't supposed to.
Right.
It would have been game on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But that wasn't the case. God.
Excerpts will air on Fox News in the coming weeks, according to Axios's Mike Allen, who was the first to report McCarthy shared the footage with Carlson. A Fox News spokesperson confirmed Axios's report.
Why?
Carlson told Axios there was never any legitimate reason for this footage to remain secret.
Then why did it? What are you doing with it?
Well, I just don't think it was released because they released the parts that are the worst crimes, sure.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a lot of footage of just morons ambling about make it look innocuous. I'm sure there are.
Right,
and
right.
That's what we're going to get flooded with from Fox.
Right.
Is look at the vast amount of these stumbling droolers that just thought the bathroom was open and they wandered in, stepping over the cop or two that they thought maybe had stumbled.
This is where America, as a people, we have to say no, no. We all saw the wide shot of what the Capitol looked like. I mean, it looked fucking crazy. You can't. It's
strap in.
It was nuts. Okay,
strap in for Tucker's spin.
Wall to wall maggots beating the shit out of people. There's no other way to describe it. We all saw that.
Carlson has repeatedly defended those who stormed the Capitol, calling hearings conducted by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th propaganda and widely sharing conspiracy theories about the driving forces behind the riots.
No, whatever, Tucker. You don't give a shit about those people, you rich fuck. You're not anything like those rioters. And you know what? He doesn't like these people. Do you think Tucker would want to hang out with any of these maggots?
Oh, God, no.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
He's using you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're using. They're
Same
selling you
Trump.
Miracle Ear. Yeah. They're selling advertising dollars.
You Pillows. Was,
yeah, because you want to hear this bullshit. Ugh.
Far-right news figures like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump Jr. celebrated the news and McCarthy's role in sharing the footage.
What? Oh, okay. Great.
Margie tweeted, "For all of you that doubted we would release the tapes, here you go. I'm very happy to be right again in my support for Kevin McCarthy as our speaker. Americans deserve to see the truth, not a one-sided narrative and unfair two-tiered justice system."
Ugh. God. It's like there's a right-wing nut job podcast in our fucking government. It's crazy.
Yeah, the house.
Yes.
The entire house.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
A recent court filing revealed that Carson referred to Trump as a demonic force and a destroyer after rioters stormed the Capitol, though he continued to defend Trump during his primetime show.
He called Trump satanic?
The filing.
But he's
a demonic force.
Oh, excuse me, Tucker. He's anointed by God, you dumb fuck.
The filing. The filing also revealed skepticism from several Fox News hosts over claims of voter fraud being pushed by Trump allies like attorney Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani.
Here's what I've learned about Fox News. They will say whatever these dumb fucking trash ass motherfuckers want to hear. To sell, to sell Miracle-Ear and gold coins made in the likeness of.
Well, yeah, and this isn't going to help their Dominion John case Voight. At all.
Why? What do you mean? Oh, because they're lying about it.
If they're
everything.
Texting each other saying, look at this bullshit, it's crazy. Sidney Powell's batshit. Sidney Powell's crazy. That kind of stuff. And then they're. then they're on the air saying, well, you know, these voting machines, you got to take a look at them.
Where are the stories about Rachel Maddow and all the evil things she does in MSNBC and all the evil goings on there about the trap doors and the fucking bullshit? Why is it just Fox News? Why is it always Fox News that fucking sucks?
We have... Oh, that button was open through the opening.
Is that bad?
So the opening probably was echoey.
Oops. But why is it always Fox?
Why is what?
Newsmax.
Newsmax tries hard.
Oh, okay, Newsmax, good.
OA Anton has been gelded. Okay. Basically,
anybody else? Any other?
Right wing? Gateway pundit.
You know what's fucked up, man? It's
Daily Stormer.
Oh God, all the Nazis! Listen, the Newsmax that's not on the air anymore, right?
Taken off
how nice for America
of Dish Network.
Oh, whatever.
But now Dish Network is threatening to sue those motherfuckers for defamation because they're saying the reason they were taken off was because it's First Amendment and they're a bunch of libtards and they're all woke and they hate the truth.
You know,
and Dish Network was like, and here's your ratings.
Right.
Here's why we took you off.
This is why. Yeah. No one's watching. Although, I will say this. Newsmax, you should sell like subscriptions to dive bars in Florida. Because I've seen Newsmax on bars here many times. Many fucking times.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Holy fuck.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Like it's normal.
Oh, God.
This is where a lot of the country is. Newsmax played at bars like it's fucking normal, like sucking down Jello shots, listening to. Well, I don't even know what they say on Jaeger. Newsmax. What do they say on Newsmax? Don't get vaccinated on this flat earth, you shitbags.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo. Kevin McCarthy is handing over January 6th footage to the profoundly honest and fair journalist Tucker Carlson.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, you fuck.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
See what the headline says there.
Is he the worst speaker?
Happy President's Day, by the way.
Yes.
May or may not have the day off. I think for some reason, some companies don't give the day off because they're like, hey, we gave you the day off for that black guy.
Oh, okay.
And a couple weeks ago, yeah.
You can't have President's
Day.
You
can't have 2 days off.
Get to work, you
February,
fucks.
You lazy workers.
Pieces of fucking shit.
Biden surprises Kyiv.
Oh, yes.
Our president went over to. Can you? No,
no
can
way.
Can you imagine Donald Trump flying over there if it was a similar situation? Now, it would be different because. He would just call Vlad and say, hey, don't bomb me. I got to go over there and make it look like I care.
He might be visiting Russia.
But if it was an actual non-Trump ally that was fighting somebody and fighting somebody we liked, one of our allies,
it's funny.
Do you think Trump would show up in an active bombing scene?
It's hard to think of a situation that you're describing because you're going through all these totalitarians that you hate, but he actually gets along with them. So I don't know what situation this would be. No, I can't imagine him doing anything like this. No.
President Joe Biden swept unannounced into Ukraine on Monday to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky in a defiant display of Western solidarity.
He didn't go to the D-Day ceremony in France.
His hair was going to get wet.
It was raining.
Have you seen his hair in the rain?
But it wasn't raining. Remember? It didn't rain. And he said it did, and that's why he didn't go.
It was.
It was raining?
No. It was. I don't know if it was. But
I don't think it was. I think that was the story. But he golfed.
In a defiant display of Western solidarity with the country still fighting what he called a brutal and unjust war days before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. 1 year later, Kyiv stands, Biden declared, after meeting Zelensky at Mariinsky Palace.
Let me tell you something. If Kyiv had a golf course, Trump would be there. And I tell you this, they wouldn't be getting anything. Kyiv wouldn't be getting jack shit from the U.S. without a deal to put a Trump hotel and casino in downtown Kyiv, baby.
Trump Tower, Crimea. As Ukraine stands, democracy stands, the Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you, he said. He spent more than 5 hours in the Ukrainian capital consulting with Zelensky on next steps, honoring the country's fallen soldiers, and seeing U.S. embassy staff in the besieged country. Although he was on Ukrainian territory for about 23 hours, yes, traveling by train from and back to Poland.
Jeez. Man. I mean,
the president took a plane? I mean, a train?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the...
That amazes me.
That is weird. I mean, it wasn't like a subway. I mean, it was a train with, that's how they get supplies from Poland to Ukraine is train, also a plane. I think train and plane, and probably some cars. I don't know.
Probably. So those are your headlines.
Yay. Good job. Some people think with this Ukraine thing, it's like, it's so weird to listen to some of the idiots who are like, why doesn't Ukraine just stop fighting Russia? They're attacked. They got attacked. A lot of people think that Ukraine is causing it.
Well, yeah.
How can people be so stupid?
Come on. You live here and you're asking that question?
I know. Everybody's so fucking dumb.
Did I mention how much Matt Gaetz won by in the last election?
That's right, Pat. And he didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong. Just a bunch of weird shit, I guess. I don't know. What's up with the Venmos then? For ass and all that shit with his buddy Joel. If he didn't do anything wrong, what's up with that?
Maybe it was for Joel's ass.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. I thought there was evidence.
There seem to be a lot of people that share your outrage, even in the Justice Department.
You know what, man? They need to fucking...
Don't forget, these are Florida prosecutors that are in charge.
Yeah. What's your point? They don't care.
Florida prosecutors get elected.
They're doing the same fucking shit. They're probably on the same parties with Matt.
And his dad was Speaker of the House and rich as fuck.
How much money do you have so your son could be a congressperson, have a million DUIs, sex traffic,
a couple hundred mil
on the DL, and then it's like nobody gives a fuck? How rich do you have to be?
A couple hundred mil, probably.
Wow. Okay.
I think.
Good job. Shit.
Also, we were talking about Margie.
Woo!
This is a tweet that she made today.
Okay.
I was gonna say yesterday, but it's early this morning. We need a national divorce. We need to separate by red states and blue states and shrink the federal government. Where have we heard this before? Wait. Everyone I talk to says this. From the sick and disgusting woke culture issues shoved down our throats to the Democrats... apostrophe us. Okay. Traitorous America last policies. Yeah. Jeez.
Wow. Listen, I don't know who everyone you're talking to, you fucking asshole. I don't give a shit about their Nazi opinion. All the Nazis I'm talking to think we should do more Nazi shit.
She says,
fuck yourself.
We are done.
I don't care.
This is a member of Congress.
You, what do you think? You're going to take Georgia and secede? Is that what she's saying? Is that what she's saying?
Good luck when all those blue state federal tax dollars go bye-bye, motherfuckers. Good fucking luck.
Woo! God.
People are tweeting that map, you know, the map that they tweet about the counties, the red and blue counties.
Yes.
That the entire fucking country is like blood red with some blue splotches everywhere.
Yes.
But they neglect to count that, you know, there's 10 people in a county.
Right.
And if 8 of them or 6 of them vote red, it's a red county. And that doesn't mean the entire nation is overrun with red, with Republicans.
And you can't just say you're going to divide shit and take your shit and do what? Not be what? Like, just take your shit and not be in the country? Like, and then what? I don't know.
So they have a map that is weighted by population centers.
Yes.
And when you look at that...
Right.
You see a couple of red dots. Most of the country is empty because there's not a lot of people in a lot of the country out west, especially.
Right.
Montana, we're looking at you.
Is this where tumbleweeds get to vote and shit like that and groundhogs get representation?
Then you look at places like California, it's like giant blue dot, giant blue dot, giant blue dot, giant blue dot. And the country is obviously larger percentage of Democrats.
Yeah.
It's just obvious. But no, they want acres to vote.
That is insane. That is like saying prairie dogs need to have representation in the fucking Congress. This is nuts. Do we live in Lord of the Rings?
It's funny that they're
Do
like,
we live in Lord of the Rings?
Why should we have to listen to everybody in them cities? But then they forget that why should those millions and millions of people listen to the tens of you?
Yes.
Why do we have to live by your bullshit?
And actually, if you would just shut the fuck up and let the people in the cities make a lot of the decisions, I think the planet would be better.
And you would be taken care of, probably.
Yes. Yes, that's what happens. The smart people take care of the dumb motherfuckers.
Apparently, Chris Sununu is thinking of climbing into the Republican clown car.
Sununu. Do I know who that is?
He was former governor, or is governor... of New Hampshire?
Yes.
I guess.
Is he related to the other guy? That's Sununu, his dad. Back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to send a work email. I'm so sorry. My boss is freaking out. One second.
When then President Donald Trump, this is, where am I reading from? I don't know. When then President Donald Trump visited New Hampshire in 2018, a typical delegation awaited him, flag-waving superfans, sign-carrying protesters, and the sitting Republican governor. Mr. Trump, of course, was most interested in the first group, the flag-wavers. "They love me," he said, admiring the crowd in Manchester from his limo. According to the governor, Chris Sununu, who rode with him, Trump singled out an especially zealous-looking visitor. "You see that guy? He loves me." Jesus Christ. What a fragile, sad little man. That's what he's saying. He's riding in a limo with the governor of the state he's visiting. And he's saying, "Look at how much they love me. Look at that guy with Trump written on his tits. He loves me."
Do you think when Trump comes to call into these maggot governors, everybody's breaking out the Tums and they're like, "I don't know how we're going to handle this guy. I don't know what this guy's going to want me to fucking do. And
I think
like,
before,
what kind of felonies am I going to be tangled up in?"
When he was president. Now, I think like, "Oh, we're busy."
Right.
Meanwhile, it says never the man's sign actually had two words. Sununu recalled, "Fuck Trump." So the guy that Trump is like, "You see him, he loves me," was actually waving a "fuck Trump" sign. Sununu said recently, "You think in that moment, well, maybe he just didn't see."
Yes.
"But maybe some people see what they want to see."
Right.
So he's trying to, the whole headline here in this about is, I don't know how you pronounce this, D-N-Y-U-Z.
Right.
Is Chris Sununu eyes the GOP's normal lane.
Oh.
In 2020, does it exist?
No, I don't even understand. It's exactly. Like, that's what I want to say to Nikki Haley. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
But she's kind of not, right? Didn't she's already come out and said that Ron DeSantis's "Don't Say Gay" wasn't enough.
Right, right.
Either you're, in 2021, he did sign a ban on abortion after 24 weeks in his state. While many Republican governors have gone considerably farther, some conservative states have stopped short of the most expansive restrictions.
Yes.
Sununu said, either you're pro-abortion, you're pro-life, or you're like most of us somewhere in the middle. What are these other governors going to do when they stand on a stage and say, I'm pro-life, but you didn't ban it, you didn't even try, are you really?
Right.
I don't know what that's supposed
I mean,
to mean.
I that is even an odd question. It's like, I don't know about any of that shit. That's somebody's healthcare, man.
Well, and
do you know what I mean?
How are you in the middle? There's no middle.
Yeah.
Of pro-abortion or pro-forced birth. There's no middle ground. You either,
and I think
either the woman has the right to decide or the woman does not have the right to decide.
I mean, and if you're thinking like that's their health decision, it's a very bizarre discussion to have anyway.
So we'll see how long he's going to last.
I don't even understand, like, who do these people think they are? Did they not see? I guess it's been so long since 2016 that people don't remember what happened. The great Jeb Bush.
Come on.
Down goes Frazier. Ben Carson. Nowhere close. Huckabee. Was there a Huckabee involved?
Oh my God, did Huckabee run this time?
Sarah,
or was that the previous time?
Did Sarah Huckabee announce, and I've already forgot, that she's running for president?
No.
I
don't think
she didn't, right?
No.
Okay. I mean, it would make sense.
She just got to be governor.
Right.
She was just elected.
What difference would that make? I can't imagine she's great for that either. I mean, just another job she'd be shitty at. Why not?
Please clap.
I'm sorry. I spoke over that.
Oh, God. What is this? How can I? Why can't I change this? Oh, there we go.
Please clap.
Also in the news.
Yay.
This one, I've just got one story, so I won't play the when animals get pissed.
Right.
But you'll have opinions on this one.
Okay.
New York.
Okay.
New York.
Oh, the country.
Brooklyn, specifically. Right. Prospect Park in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Park workers, I love the word they use here. You might dispute it. Park workers rescued an alligator found in Prospect Park Lake.
They rescued it?
On Sunday.
Someone attacking it? Save that alligator! Somebody's gonna hurt it!
4 feet long. I mean, that's, you know,
God
that's
damn.
A pretty big gator for a New York pond.
Shit. They saved it. Thank God. Is it okay?
It wasn't doing well. It was very lethargic. What? It was probably too cold because it's native to warmer climates.
Sure, sure. But it's not doing well.
It was taken to animal care centers, then brought to the Bronx Zoo for rehabilitation.
Okay.
Nobody was harmed. The gator was not harmed. Seems to be doing okay. And of course, you know where they figure this gator came from.
Oh, somebody had a fucking, you know,
it was somebody's pet that
somebody
got too big.
Pet. Somebody had a motherfucking pet that votes like shit, is a shitty person. You're a shitty person. A shitty person says, "What? Where do you get an alligator? Where the fuck do you get that in the first place?
I don't know.
Where?
I don't know.
But where? They must have gotten it somewhere. In the fucking mail?
Gator
That's
Mart?
Not true. Gator Mart? Did you say Gator Mart?
Yeah, I said that.
You know it's going to grow, too. That's a shitty thing. You know it's going to grow, and then let's get to the part where you release it. Somebody's dog gets eaten. You piece of shit. Jeez.
If the gator even lives, if you're in the wrong part of the country,
if it lives,
it's going to die.
I hope. I mean, no offense, Mr. Gator. I hope you fucking die.
It's not the gator's fault.
I don't give a shit. None of that matters if I'm getting eaten or if a pet is.
Well, it hasn't eaten anybody that they know of.
Yet.
Or any pets they know of.
Oh, my God. These alligators, if they get their way into suburban America, they're going to look around. These alligators go into a mall. They're going to be like, holy shit. They call their other alligator buddies and say, go to the food court. No pun intended. I mean, there is nothing to do but eat there. Yummy, yummy.
Squeals will be emanating from the right.
They saved it.
Charges against Alec Baldwin for the on-set accident leading to the death of a cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, have been reduced.
Oh, okay.
Back in January, Baldwin and the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, were charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter for the death of Hutchins on the set of the film Rust in 2021.
Jeez.
The incident took place on the film set location in New Mexico. Baldwin was practiced drawing his weapon for a scene, a Colt 45 revolver, when the gun suddenly went off, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. That must have been a crazy fucking...
After being formally charged in early February, Baldwin's legal team filed a motion that one of the charges, firearm enhancement, be dismissed, citing that the law was passed and took effect after the shooting in 2021 and can't apply constitutionally to Baldwin's case. That's true.
Dan, I tell you, man, if you're an actor and it's like, I actually want an advocate there for me. Now I want an advocate on set for me to make sure that that armor is doing their job, because they're going to hand me a gun and then boom, I'm with this charge. But then there's that enhancement now.
Well, but
no.
But that's also ridiculous.
It is crazy, but fuck.
But what does that tell you about the either competency or vindictiveness of these prosecutors?
Yeah,
that they knew when that enhancement was added.
Yes,
they know exactly when that was added.
Right,
and yet they think they slap that on.
Yeah,
and they think they're going to get away with it.
Yes,
the only reason these prosecutors are doing it is, let's again, prosecutors get elected. Prosecutors run for governor,
right?
For a senator, they run for shit.
And also, too, I mean, Alec Baldwin has good lawyers and figured this out. Figured out that the enhancement was bullshit on this. Do you think everybody's lawyer?
The internet figured that out second they charged him with that. It was all over Twitter,
right? But if it wasn't Alec Baldwin,
he wouldn't be charged.
Oh, that's true.
This is posturing.
That is fucking true. This is
Texas posturing.
This is fucking
by
insane.
Corrupt officials in Texas who just want to look like they're being tough. And they're like, well, maybe some of them are Democrats or whatever in that one city. I don't give a fuck. That's
it doesn't matter.
DA's
it's
job
insane.
Is to nail people to the wall. And if some DA in Texas, even a Democrat, thinks they can woo some Republicans by throwing the book at Alec Baldwin, even though they know it's not going to stick.
That is crazy.
They know it's not going to stick. They're posturing. They know it.
They're going to put this guy's through hell for what? And paint a target on his back? And make people think that he murdered this person? I mean, what do you think this does for the film industry in Texas?
I don't know. I mean,
do you want to... if you're an actor, I'd rather not do anything in Texas.
Oh, right.
If anything happens on the set, I could go to jail.
But if you rape someone, she has to have your baby.
Right.
That helps.
That's right.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico DA's office announced that the charge would be dropped today, that charge.
That's nice.
Lowering the potential jail time for Baldwin from 5 years to a maximum of 18 months if found guilty. He'll never see a day behind.
It's nuts.
Even if there's found guilty.
No way Alec Baldwin would be responsible for whatever the status that gun was on that goddamn fucking Union movie set. That is fucking nuts. Jesus Christ.
Baldwin was set to attend his first hearing in the case this Friday.
Okay. Jeez. Well, good luck, everybody. This is fucking circus. It really is a fucking circus.
I mean, I agree the armor. I agree the prop master. You know, civilly, I agree Baldwin, as a producer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is liable civilly, sure. His company or whatever. But criminally, no.
Right.
I think it's
doesn't make any sense. These dumb fucking rednecks are like, you always check the gun before you use it. He was going to use it. It's prop, yeah. And it wasn't real gun.
Yeah, I lost my mind reading some of the comments on some of these because it's
fucking motherfuckers.
So frustrating.
You know, it's just this. Maybe it's just not that. Maybe everybody was always as stupid, but since the pandemic, everybody's just so dumb. You know, or was everybody dumb always? Or just,
I think they're always dumb.
Just seems more dumb. Everybody seems more dumb, not less dumb. At least they saved that alligator and got it to safety.
Here's somebody commented, Baldwin will be doing Trump impersonations and triggering the deplorables on SNL very soon, free as a bird, like right. Hillary and Obama and Hunter Biden. Somebody responded, why do you support a murderer?
You know, yeah, he'll be free as a bird, but shit, man. The guy's got to pay all this legal bullshit. I mean, it's stupid. I can't believe this is...
And that's, you know, there's some of these commenters that are saying are like, well, you know, the prosecutor, you can't tell me the prosecutor didn't know the new law, the time frame.
Oh,
And then you can't do that. You can't pass a law and then charge people ex post facto.
Do you know, though? Do we know that they know they didn't just fuck up?
No, are they stupid? They knew. Of course they knew. Posturing. Fuck them.
How many times you watch those audit videos with cops and they don't know the law? None of those cops know the law. Or they pretend to not know it, some of them. But some of them don't know it.
Many of them, I think, pretend. And sadly, many of them don't know.
Right. Well?
You don't... If you're a passenger in a car, you don't have to identify.
Right.
If the driver's pulled over for a traffic infraction.
Yeah.
There's no state in the union where you have to.
But what if the cop is like, give me your fucking ID?
Well, if you don't want to take the ride, make sure you're filming.
Yeah.
And make sure you get them to say that you will be arrested.
Right.
So you can say under duress and under threat of arrest, I will show you my ID. And then thanks for the thousands of dollars you're going to earn me in court.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
That's simple.
Right.
They say I have a right to ask you. You do.
Yeah.
You know, they twist the words. I have a right to ask you for your ID. You do.
It is.
You
fucked.
Have a right to ask me for a ham sandwich.
Right. Exactly. But you know what's fucked? It's fucked that that is what it's set up to be. They have the right to fuck with you. But why?
Oh yeah.
Why are they wanting to?
They sued. For the right to lie,
yes.
And fuck with you.
But where's this helping part or serving or anything like that?
I'll get back. I've got to get back to you on that one.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Just trying to understand this protecting us. They keep us safe.
So, and just some of the maggots just twisting themselves. It's obvious. You can't charge him for something that. The law was changed after the incident. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Right.
We don't care. Rah, 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 rah. Oh, you're not unbiased at all, you twat. Yeah, you're really worried about the law being applied here. You hate Alec Baldwin
because
he made fun of your orange titty daddy.
If anybody makes fun of titty daddy, you're gonna get it. They're very sensitive about titty daddy. Orange titty daddy. Be nice to him, I guess. That's what they want.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back. We have more show, but we do this every weekday, except usually Tuesdays. We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7.
Right.
Also in the news.
I wonder if Orange Titty Daddy is like celebrating President's Day. Like, I was a president. I'm going to celebrate me.
Okay. Now, I don't know why this is happening, but okay, this would be big news if it is.
Yes.
Because trending for me on the Twitter, or for the crab diving account.
Trending on Twitter.
First Lady, divorce, and Melania.
Holy shit.
Do we have news?
I don't know. My gosh, let me what? That surely would be on the...
I mean, one would think, right?
That would be huge.
I don't think so. But for some reason, those three terms...
Which, Obama and Michelle or trending. Trump or Melania? Which one did you say? I'm just kidding. No, it's still... I don't see anything. I mean, wouldn't that be a big headline if they're getting divorced?
The tweet Melania... attached to a happy President's Day tweet contains a link to Trump's NFT store. Oh, how sad.
Oh my God, how sad. Happy President's Day. Buy a weird fucking picture of my husband, air quotes, where everything's copy and pasted, right? It's all fake. Which I don't know why that bothers anybody. I mean, they're nice looking pictures, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they not NFTs then?
Well, they can be, sure.
What makes
it an NFT?
If you had to describe an NFT in a way that someone could understand what the fuck it was, what would you say?
It's just a digital file that is registered on the blockchain as a unique or, you know, a limited edition deal, so that it's a way of verification that you didn't right click and copy.
That's it.
Paste into Photoshop.
It's like having a dog with papers. I mean, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Well, look at this token that's mine. I have papers to say this image file is mine. And somebody's like, well, I'm gonna screen cap it. Now it's mine. But they don't have the papers, right? They it's my NFT. I buy it. It exists on the blockchain, and it's all mine.
Well, yes. That's why that Bored Ape thing is so crazy, because, you know, you get an ape with just a different color hat on and you pay $10,000 for it.
But you're the only one
with that ape cartoon with an orange hat.
But wait. Now, if Trump's NFT, if his NFTs are made up of, let's say, borrowed, or we could even say stolen images.
Yes.
Is it unique and stored the same way on the blockchain?
Yeah. If they were all public domain pictures, I don't know if they were or not. They're all over the internet. Some of them were catalog. Remember? Wasn't one like a catalog picture? They changed the color of the suit, put Trump's head on it.
It makes me kind of crazy. It's not even good, right? They weren't even good. It's like, God, guys, you motherfuckers, what will you not buy into? It's crazy.
I guess there's some pictures of, there's some celebration they were at recently too, and Melania looks miserable sitting next to him.
Well, I mean, she's not Meryl Streep. I mean, what do you want her to do?
And there's a space in between them, and people are photoshopping. There's one with Chris Christie sitting on the beach, him sitting between the two of them.
Right.
There's a lot of room between them.
Yeah.
Also, in L News.
Yes.
This is Florida.
Oh, the
story?
Oh, yes. Our state.
Florida woman instead of a Florida man.
Okay.
This is a Florida woman story. Apparently was upset.
Tasers, guns, or knives? Which?
Oh, very good. It's a gun.
Okay.
A Florida woman brandished a loaded handgun.
Yay!
At a McDonald's drive-thru window because she didn't get her free cookie.
Give this fucking asshole a cookie.
Seminole County. She's Altamonte Springs near Orlando.
How do you pull a gun and give me a cookie? Give me a cookie!
She faces several charges, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, improper exhibit of a firearm.
Yes.
Is there proper exhibit of a firearm?
Well, she didn't get her cookies.
Battery causing bodily harm, so she must have
thrown
something or whatever. And resisting an officer, of course.
I gotta tell you something. To me, I've only experienced very friendly people at McDonald's. And if someone was promised a cookie, they would give you a cookie. I think there's something else going on here.
She was mad because no one asked her if she was using the restaurant's rewards program, and she thought she deserved a free cookie.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. When you go in, the first thing they say, will you be using the mobile app?
According to the report, employees actually did give her the free cookie.
But
she was still agitated and continued yelling.
God.
The worker, this is from the police report, the worker told officers, Hendricks then grabbed, it's the perp's name, Hendricks.
Yes.
Then grabbed a black handgun, inserted a magazine, and proceeded to rack the slide.
Jesus.
Grabs the gun, puts in the mag.
I want my cookie!
The employee said she heard two click sounds associated with someone chambering around.
Shit.
Hendricks then allegedly forced herself inside the restaurant after employees locked down, at which point she repeatedly struck one employee.
Shit.
Forced him out of the building.
Good God, what the fuck? She chased somebody out of the building over a fucking cookie? At gunpoint. God damn, I'd hate to be in the car with this person and they want to shake, but the machine's down. Oh, fuck.
In recent disagreements over fast food orders, also, a 16-year-old boy working at a Wendy's was shot in the head by a customer who was angry they were out of barbecue sauce. And a year ago, a teenage McDonald's customer pulled a gun on a worker who pushed back after his companion called him a racial slur. The asshole that pulled the gun, his buddy called the worker at McDonald's a racial slur.
The worker
pushed back, and the other dude pulled a gun on the worker.
Perfect.
God bless America.
Well, this is Florida. This is Florida, right?
The first one was Florida.
Okay.
I don't know where the second one was. At the Wendy's, shot in the head, and the McDonald's was in Tennessee, the other tenant.
Well, a lot of those states are conservative, and Marjorie Taylor Greene would say, well, then that's not necessarily America you're talking about. So God bless the, I don't know, whatever they want. Did they want another country?
But those are red states.
Yeah. But they want another country.
Who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying,
I guess, she wants a divorce.
Red states wants a divorce.
I think that's they tried that once, didn't they?
Yeah. It was a mess. and how would it work now, though? I mean, are things so bad that we have to do this again?
Yeah.
What happens if you're in the South and you turn on your streaming services and you're like, oh, no, all the content from Hollywood's gone. Too bad, motherfuckers. I don't know.
Kevin Sorbo steps up to the plate.
Oh, he's going to fill the void. The new Hollywood. Right. The new Hollywood. Czar Sorbo and Cameron.
This
Nine!
Is Oscar winner Scott Baio, everyone.
Yay. Well, he's going to be president. He'll be president. Trump will be president. He's going to be president of the Confederate States of America 2.0. Trump.
No, I don't think so.
Don Jr. Eric.
No. Don Jr.
Blotch Nazi.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He had another rant over the weekend.
What is he upset about?
Well, everything. He's outraged by everything.
When is his wedding?
I don't know if we have a date.
Well, wait a second. If there's no date, then how did Gavin Newsom say he was busy, that he couldn't attend?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Then maybe there's a date.
Gavin,
then there must be a date.
Well, I mean, or he just said, listen, I'm going to be busy.
I'm really busy.
Actually, Gavin, whatever the date. You should go to that wedding. Go to that wedding and get lots of space in the cloud to take some videos.
A shared desire to keep quiet. Early on, Biden's attorneys and Justice Department investigators both thought they had a shared understanding about keeping them.
I guess the video is more important here because
you know what?
He's doing air quotes, but he's not stopping. He start since the beginning of him talking, he was doing finger wiggles through this whole thing.
Right, right. Do you remember Derek
again?
Jack?
With his fingers up because he's awkwardly trying to keep his hands in the frame, remember? Because
you know, this reminds me of, this is very dramatic. This reminds me of Derek Jacobi's, one of his opening monologues. Oh, I think the opening monologue of Henry V, where he's sort of catching everybody up. That's the kind of energy I'm feeling.
Shared understanding about keeping the matter quiet, but they had very different reasons. I mean, seriously, they could be leveraging the fact that they have those secrets and that Joe was irresponsible with them to gain whatever advantage over the United States. Of course they had a desire to keep it quiet. But the fact that the media is quiet about it, the fact that if all the leftists don't say anything about it, that in and of itself is actually the story.
Rudy just showed up.
I'm sorry, that was Kimberly off screen.
Oh, was it? Rudy came over. Hey, Rudy, how are you?
Snorting. That wasn't farting.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It was inhaling. Not exhaling, see?
Right. Oh, that's... Thank you.
It's completely different.
Yes.
It's a completely different art form.
I failed medical school. Yeah, it's different art.
as opposed to that.
Welcome to Meat Mountain.
Also in L news, the, Yay. Oh God, they've, another earthquake in Turkey.
Yes.
6.3.
Jeez.
A follow-up earthquake is a 6.3. Yeah.
I saw that. That fucking sucks. Jesus. And that's why a lot of people, I think in Syria too, they don't want to be in buildings anymore. They can't be in buildings. Because the buildings, other buildings might fall. I mean, that sucks. The earth is shaking. How do we stop that?
I don't know.
Can we not?
I mean,
prevent
in some
earthquakes?
Areas, fracking contributes to it, but I don't know that they're doing that in Turkey. I just think it's a hot zone, just like San Andreas.
It's funny, this thing happens on the planet fairly often where it shakes to the point that, you know, the ground opens up and swallows shit into the, I don't know where the fuck it goes. But nobody wants to figure out how to stop that. We got all this shit fucking made, the people have invented that don't do shit, that don't matter. Why don't you invent something to stop the fucking earthquakes? Why don't we do that shit? Can we do a GoFundMe for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just get somebody to give a fuck.
Patreon.
You know what? I bet what it is someone hears that challenge and they're like, that is scientifically difficult. All it takes is somebody, you know, like Elon Musk to say, you know what? We can do that.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Is he? Or
it's
is he
just insanity over at the
Twitter?
Yeah.
Hey, Elon, I was at your site earlier. It's fucked. It's weird. It kind of sucks, doesn't it? It was better.
Somebody investigate and figure out who runs Scoop Mount Juliet or Scoop Wilson, whatever it's called.
What the fuck?
I don't know what this is about.
Scoop Mount Wilson. Scoop
somebody,
Mount
somebody.
That's what it's called.
Somebody investigate and figure out who runs Scoop Mount Juliet or Scoop Wilson, whatever it's called. Figure out who. Don't tell me right now. I don't care. But I got an office to visit tomorrow.
Yep, yep, yep.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I got an office to visit tomorrow.
Right, right.
He's got an office to visit tomorrow.
He's got such energy.
I can't really turn this down for some reason.
It's Greg Locke.
Somebody investigate and figure out who runs Scoop Mount Juliet or Scoop Wilson, whatever it's called. Figure out who. Don't tell me right now. I don't care. But I got an office to visit tomorrow. So somebody tell me who owns Scoop Wilson. I think it's a radio host in Wilson County. But he's going to get a knock on the door tomorrow, either from me or from my lawyer. Because I'm just not playing these games. It's just ridiculous. See how calm I am saying that? Used to be a time I'd throw the microphone, kick stuff, break stuff, woo, call names, act a fool. I'd go to Lebanon right now, praise God.
I'd go to what right now?
But I got preaching
to. I'd go to what right now, praise God.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Names, act a fool. I'd go to Lebanon right now, praise God.
What?
I'd go to.
I want to know.
Woo, call names, act a fool. I'd go to Lebanon right now, praise God.
I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said. If you know what, if you know what, Rick, what the fuck is Greg Locke
saying? Greg,
help us.
I usually understand everything he says. He has such good diction, but this, come on.
Oh, that's the wrong button.
Right.
We might have dropped out too.
Oh, okay.
We did drop out.
Shit, Greg. I'm
for
sorry.
For some reason.
Yeah, I'm missing part of your dialogue there. I'm sure.
Praise God. Praise God.
Right. Man, he is into. He's into Jesus, all right.
I think there's a little bit more.
But I got preaching to do. So them fools can do what they want to. I'm gonna keep serving the Lord, amen. We're gonna keep building the kingdom of Jesus.
I don't know what the infraction.
What is he talking about?
I'm not sure what the infraction is.
I'm sorry, Greg. I don't know who hurt you, but buddy, that sounds serious.
Another headline I saw that was nice and irritating.
Okay.
The Ray Dalio, multi-billionaire founder of the world's biggest hedge fund.
Yes, thank you.
Bridgewater Associates.
Bridgewater Associates, they do so much to help everyone and make the world better, right?
He announced his
retirement.
Everything.
Oh, okay.
In October.
Yeah, you're cracking.
Everyone was happy, you know, celebrating his career.
Okay.
73 years old, told millions of followers on LinkedIn that he felt great about the people to whom he had handed the reins.
Okay.
One of Bridgewater's two new chief executives, Nir Bardea.
Near Bardea
sent an enthusiastic note saying the transition from Ray is done.
Yes.
But Dalio, known for his creed of radical transparency, nor Bridgewater mentioned that at the time or since he has hardly gone.
Yes.
Without a big fight. His exit, partially spurred by controversial remarks he made on TV about China's human rights record,
okay,
followed more than 6 months of frantic behind-the-scenes wrangling over how much money his successors at the firm were willing to pay the billionaire to go away.
Holy shit! Pay him? He's already a billionaire.
They want to pay him to go away.
That's maybe something we should fix. If you're a billionaire, you shouldn't get paid because you've been paid.
Concur.
Enough. Billionaires don't need to get fucking paid. Jeez.
The end, Mr. Dalio, with an estimated net worth of $19
billion, damn,
agreed to surrender control only if the firm agreed to give him what would amount to billions more of dollars in regular payouts over coming years.
Good God. Good fucking God. Just let him stay at his job.
He's got $19 billion. Why does he need to be a dick leaving and extracting more money?
You've got money.
$19
billion. He wants more money.
He's going to be okay.
God, you're a fucking vampire. Jesus, this is a vampire, a pirate, a bloodsucker,
but this a is leech. This is the
this fuckhead
culture we're in right now.
If you're a billionaire and you're getting paid, you're a leech on fucking society. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to hurt your fucking feelings, but you're a fucking leech. You're a leech.
Yeah.
Billionaires don't need to get fucking paid. What are you going to do? Give them more money? They've got money. They've got money.
In the news, thanks for downloading us because we're definitely off the air for some reason.
Can I ask you a question? If you're a billionaire and you're saying, okay, today I'm a billionaire, I'm going to take my ass down to the store and I'm going to buy some paper towels or something that you need for your house. Do I have cash? Does cash come to me in some way? I mean, where do I get my money? Does it come in the mail or is it a transfer? I just have an ATM card with $1 billion on the motherfucker? I'm serious.
It's just somebody presses a button at one bank and somebody at another bank says, oh, look, thanks.
Can I buy, if I'm a billionaire, can I buy someone? I'm serious. Not legally. Can I buy someone? I don't need to, though, I guess. Well, I'm a billionaire. I don't need to buy anybody. We've been through this.
Over at the... I'm just thinking, yeah, we are definitely off the air.
Al Gore's internet is failing us. God damn it. There's a big old Supreme Court decision coming out, right? Or something about the internet, right?
Yeah, they're looking at the internet.
They shouldn't, though, right? I mean, they are a scary group of people. SCOTUS.
You know, they're not the people that I would necessarily select to be making a lot of important legal decisions.
Why?
These days.
That's because, insulting to Clarence Thomas.
Because they're out of touch. I don't want somebody who dry humps the verbiage that was used by 18th century slave owners.
Yeah, that's a good criticism. I don't want that either.
I think it should. We should acknowledge the fact.
What about Alito?
You know, most adult countries that have been around for a while that have had constitutions have revised their constitutions and rewritten them. Well, we have too. We have amendments,
right? The Nazi amendment.
But we don't we don't do it as often as maybe we should.
We haven't. When was the last time we amended the Constitution?
But it's a little scary.
When was the last time?
50s, right? When was the 27th Amendment?
I don't know. You're saying it needs to be. We need some amendments.
What year was the 27th Amendment?
Maybe we need to add some. That would help, wouldn't it? Do you think it would help? They amend the Constitution to protect more people?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I would suggest we need... what's wrong with the Equal Rights Amendment? And add in...
Because they don't
gender
like
identity they and don't like sexual that. Preference.
You know, that's the thing. It's like, they don't like that. It's like, it's really fucked. The Constitution is supposed to protect people. But we've got this two-party system. And one of the parties, they don't want to protect people. They want to fuck people up. Don't fuck up the internet. I mean, we need it for lots of things, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, they want to be able to turn it off when we start talking about them in ways they don't like.
Right. You can't just turn the internet off, can you? There's not a switch.
That's what Trump talked about wistfully wanting that.
Doesn't work like that, though, right?
They do in some countries.
What do you mean? Like what? Turkey?
Yeah.
Iran? Florida?
In fact, didn't Erdogan use it in Turkey when there was that insurrection and that coup or whatever?
Yeah, he did that with the coup and the insurrection. And now I think they're having issues with, like, information that gets out about the earthquake and rescues and you know.
So that's just a story of another story of greed, that fucking billionaire.
Right.
Who is leaving. He has what did I say, 17, 19 billion?
Yes.
And he's he's demanding billions upon leaving.
In Where payments. Are you gonna put it?
In payments. Yeah, he wants payments.
God, you rich fuck. You pretentious rich fuck. The nerve, though. If you have $19 billion, you can look me in the eye and say, I need more money? Holy shit.
I know, right?
Fuck me. Jeez.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
How's Jeff Bezos's boat? Is that fucking boat still out there?
I don't know that we've heard anything.
Is that boat like?
Since they decided to not tear down that bridge, I don't think we've heard a lot about this.
Yeah, I wonder what goes on that boat. I bet for the most part it's just a staff maintaining it, and I bet a lot of people don't hang out on it all the time.
Oh, it's the way it usually is. Yeah, these vessels have these boats, and they don't. Yeah, they don't. They're on them once a year, twice a year for a few days.
Can I ask a question? Why don't they just take a really nice cruise when they want to take a boat out like that? Because that's essentially what you're doing. A boat the size of Jeff Bezos' yacht is a cruise ship. You're essentially on a fucking cruise ship. So just pay for a really nice cruise once.
You've been on the people. You've been with the people that are on cruise ships.
Not this. You can go on a more expensive cruise than not on a boat. You can. There is some gray area between Jeff Bezos' boat and the carnival
and the booze cruise that you took to Cozumel.
Yeah. Oh man, the get to Cozumel was great. But going back, they're like, we got to get back to port. The longer it takes, the more these fucks will eat. The more free food they'll eat.
First, I have to kick it off with something that I'm very proud of because the meme team worked their fucking balls off on it. It turned out fabulous. It's one of the dankest memes we've ever seen. It's original content. It's original music. It is fucking magnificent, and that meme is getting played for you right now.
What have we become?
This is Brandon Dilley, of course. We haven't heard from
God, of course,
the Dillmeister in a long time.
I couldn't place the voice.
I am going to skip through his ridiculous. He calls it a meme. It's more of like a minute long fucking promo,
right?
One holy shit. Dude, get my Giza sheets out of your mouth has me so fucking weak. Get my Giza sheets out of your mouth.
I don't know what that means.
Dude, I'm dead. I may hold that till the end of this show. Okay, that is going to get truthed out. I need that on Truth Social. I need every single person.
Is he on?
Listen to what Dilley wants. Everyone on Truth, all 10 of them.
Do you think Truth Social has approached like prominent right wing nut jobs like Brandon Dilley and say, listen, Brandon, we really would love for you to have a presence on our dumb fucking network that we could barely pay the hosting on.
Wasn't he at the big announcement of Trump running? Yes. Remember?
He went down there.
We played a clip of Dilley. I think it's the last time we played a clip was that he went down there. Yeah.
Eric let him blow him. He went down there and sucked off Eric.
I need you guys to tag Mike Lindell in it. I'm going to text him a link to that when you guys get a chance. I got to send that to him. Yeah, I gotta send that to him. That is fucking absolutely hysterical. And I'm super proud of you guys because that is a dank meme. Isn't that great? These motherfuckers, dude. McGalifornia, so talented. All the memers involved.
I don't know if
is Mike Lindell like George fucking Clooney of the maggots or something. Is everybody giving a shout out to this fucking Mike Lindell? That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Brendan Dillon loves
him.
Mike.
Yeah, well, the MAGA crowd loves him.
He's like he's their George Clooney.
Kind of. Don't forget. Some of them are a little upset about him going after DeSantis, but
well,
not all of them.
He's a Trumper.
Well, right.
What more do you want from this guy? He's a Trumper to the point that he believed Trump won the election. They seized his shit. He got in so much trouble supporting this bullshit Trump was spewing. They seized his shit at a Hardee's. They seized his phone while he was ordering a meat mountain, a roast beef sandwich,
so curly fries,
and took his shit in the drive-thru.
Wanting to get bad news and understand how they think through bad news and how that's going to manifest itself in the operations of a...
That's a live drop-in over at Lindell TV. Steve Bannon.
God. So much fascism.
What is this?
What's Bannon wearing?
Event?
What's so
I don't know who this is singing.
This This is Mike.
This is some.
This is the Mike Pillow TV.
Yeah, this what is some doing? Special live event. It was.
Wow.
I guess I don't know what that is.
What is going on with these maggots? What event was this?
Oh no, wait. This is live. Oh. And right so. Flashpoint live.
Flashpoint live.
Can sing.
Oh yeah, can yeah, sing, yeah, man. Yeah. Who is this again?
I don't know. I think she kind of looks familiar a little bit, but that's wow. What's and on like his other channel.
Event. Well, I don't know what that event is exactly, what they're doing, but boy, is Jim Brewer on?
On Lindell TV 2.
Yes.
Of course, they have happened, and will continue to happen, and ultimately, I really believe that there will be some kind of. A terminal point where they decide that they're not just not going to put up with this pest anymore. And
I don't know. Conservative Daily, your daily dose of sanity. There's no, it's just stock footage of like the desert and stuff like that. And that weird music in the background.
Right. Listen, man, the thing is Mike Lindell wants to have this network. Does he have anybody that develops like talent, or does he have anybody? Mm. Are there any development deals? Like, does he have young right wing nut job talents that are like he's investing in, or what goes? How does
nurturing
he,
some
nurturing? Some, yeah. What? How does he produce? How does he find his content?
I don't guess know. There's network. A lot of it. It seems like a lot of people clamoring to be on Frank's
right,
speech.
Right.
Hey,
it seems like there's a lot of synergy with him and the Blotch Nazi. You would think they'd be competitors because they both are offering the same product to the same audience. Right-wing nut job bullshit podcasts. Right. Right. So.
But to an ever shrinking.
What?
To an ever shrinking audience in numbers, not in girth.
Why would. Are you saying the maggots? You're saying the maggots? The maggots? The maggots are suffering. The maggots? The maggots are
ejected from the studio.
Yeah. How long did she make it? What minute is this in the show?
She pretty good. 5:15. Yeah. I mean, she's 1:15.
The maggots are experiencing shrinkage. You're saying. Even Lindell's fans. That is hard for me to believe.
Yes, I
no,
think so.
No bullshit. I don't see evidence.
I think so.
What is I wonder what Lindell's next move is. Since he was an RNC chair.
The
if I was Hardee's, I would give him an endorsement deal. I would film an ad and say, like, I love Hardee's so much. This is I was here when I had my phone seized. I love this food so much. The FBI was like, we know for a fact Lindell is going to be at Hardee's. He goes here often. They were so sure this fuck was going to show up at Hardee's. Right. They were right. That says a lot for Hardee's. That makes me want to go there.
You think that's a good endorsement?
Yes. He's there so much. He's there so much. That's where the feds decide to grab him. To grab his phone.
Maybe he should.
That means that was a routine.
Maybe he should have been in Chick-fil-A's.
They never would have taken him at Chick-fil-A.
Why?
The Christians would have protected him. They never would have allowed it.
Why?
They would have threw waffle fries at the FBI. They would protect Mike Lindell.
Waffle prints on their foreheads.
Yes. Right. Burn him with waffle fries.
I think we might be coming back to the air soon.
He must have been like sitting in the drive-thru like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
That would be, I wish there was audio.
Did he still order his food? Did he still order his food after? He had to have. Because I'm not going to, I mean, listen, to have your iPhone or whatever, your smartphone seized would be traumatic, I guess. It would be crazy.
Right.
But you did go to Hardee's for a reason.
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to leave. Without
you think they let him finish his order?
They seized his phone. They didn't arrest him. They say he's his phone. Well,
that's true.
So you feel like, well, I'm still going to get my roast beef sandwich.
You think he continued
my large roast beef sandwich with horsey sauce, and I want curly fries.
What if he was paying with his phone?
They'd be fucked. You know what he did? Well, it's Mike Lindell. He's like, I want a number 10 and a shake, and here's a pillow. Yeah, that's currency.
I'm going to pay you in my slippers.
I signed a pillow. There's a Bible in the middle of it.
I don't have any, there's nothing new on Mike Lindell. I mean, you know,
yeah,
nothing new.
His kids are like, good job, dad. You managed to stay out of the fucking news this weekend.
$35 million?
For what?
He says he spent?
Doing what?
On all this election stuff of his own money.
You're not even running for office on your own. You're, what the fuck? You know what? Even if you love Donald Trump, would you care $35 million worth to try to get him in office?
He's not, fuck no.
Mike, stop spending money. He's not going to be president.
Right.
I mean, I guess he could get elected again, but he's not going to be instated or installed. What would it even be? What would it be called?
Yeah, he's not going to be
some court.
They're not
going
to drag Biden out and say, okay,
right.
Okay, Don, your next 4 years starts now.
It's not like the Supreme Court would be like, you know what? Trump is president. You're right. We fucked up. Get Biden out of there. Mike Lindell donated $35 million to that effort.
Yeah. And that's lowballing out.
God, you fucking idiot. God. That's.
Think of all the school lunches that could have bought for poor people, or healthcare that could have paid for poor
people.
The
cyber ninjas don't come cheap. We're scanning for bamboo.
Right.
Well, his whole thing is China.
They made all that money and they found 200 more votes for Biden, remember?
but his whole thing is China, though, right?
China.
That's Lindell's thing.
Him too, partially.
Because he had evidence, though, that we never really talked about on the show. He had a bunch of PDFs that explained how the algorithms were changed on those voting machines. Remember?
Yes, but he wouldn't show all of the real... Oh, I think we're back on the air.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
The,
I remember he had a big thing. He showed all this evidence... Right.
Well, but he didn't. That was the thing. Remember his symposium?
Yeah, but he had charts.
But and it was just like a bunch of streaming numbers up on like Matrix style up on the wall.
It was like
here's
what,
a, here right. it is. Here's proof.
What was that shit Rudy had? The papers that Rudy had that was supposed to be proof of something of. This was involved with Russia meddling in the elections or something, and Rudy had proof that the Democrats cheated. Some
right,
folder
right.
of.
There's that. I just saw that meme, the My Loser, with Mike Lindell standing next to Carrie Lake.
Goddamn.
Instead of My Pillow, with my the same loser. Font, it says My Loser.
Jeez. I think that's a good ticket for president. Lake Lindell.
Oh, you think Mike Lindell's going to run for president?
Vice president.
Oh, Carrie Lake's going to be president.
Right, absolutely.
She's not going to run in a primary against Trump.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be Trump Lake.
She's trying for that. I don't know if he'll... I don't know if her skin isn't blotchy or not.
You're going to pick the...
Like he said about Nikki Haley.
Yeah, her skin was blotchy. I mean, if you're talking about... I'm trying to think like Trump. Who would I pick? And he's just going to pick whoever he thinks is the most attractive. Is that fair of me to say?
Yes. 100%.
I mean, I don't even know how to talk about this. It's going to sound like a jerk off, but I mean, who would that be then for him? Does he think Nikki
Haley? He likes Kristi Noem.
You think Kristi Noem is more attractive than Carrie Lake for him? Do you think that? God, our politics are in a sad state.
Who's younger?
Our politics are in a sad state, man. It's a sad state of fucking affairs right now.
He doesn't give a shit.
Trump wants somebody hot to run. I guess Mike Pence is not gonna. Why wouldn't they team up again? It worked before.
Get the band back together?
Do you think?
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Why? Why? Because that one day, Pence was good for him. He did one day where he didn't do what Trump wanted.
We found out
one day,
but we found out Trump was talking about replacing him before the second run.
I think Trump doesn't know how to deal with somebody that always wants to pray before a meal. I think that weirds him the fuck out.
That's why we found out Nikki Haley, he thinks, has blotchy skin. Remember? Because they were looking to maybe replace Pence on the ticket. And they floated the idea of Nikki Haley. And he goes, yeah, I don't know right. about that blotchy skin.
Blotchy skin? Do you agree with any of her positions on any of these? His skin's blotchy.
Okay. Yeah, they don't give a shit. Horrible, horrible. That. All of her policies.
Nobody has anything good over there.
But they don't care. I mean, that's
yeah,
what they're thrilled about.
Right.
What is this from Margie? There are grifters and liars that our base believe, unfortunately.
Yeah.
These people always claim to know the truth and have sources, but always mislead people and grift for donations. Can't wait for the real news tomorrow. I love being right. That was yesterday. What was that?
Okay.
What was that in regards to? What's the real news today?
I don't know.
She's happy about.
I hate sometimes that these people on social media, I think it's a thing when people do the tease. They don't say the whole thing, which makes you, they want you to ask them. They're saying something and wanting you to ask. It's manipulative. I hate it. That's what this is. I don't know what she's fucking talking about.
I don't either. I'm okay with that kind of,
yeah,
though.
Who gives a fuck? Is this Mama Nazi?
Here's a headline over at the Drudge Report.
Woo!
Wooden object nearly 2,000 years old suggests Romans used sex toys.
we found it. This dildo has a fossil
this
in it.
This is news. This is CNN Science.
CNN Science? Greeks?
A nearly 2,000-year-old wooden object in the shape of a penis could have served as a sexual tool by ancient Romans in Britain, according to a new study.
This is left over from a Monty Python film.
The artifact was unearthed in a ditch at the Roman fort of Vindolanda.
I left me with a dildo in the ditch. You found it.
Near Hadrian's Wall, which once marked the Roman Empire's northwest frontier, Northern England, researchers initially recorded the object as being a darning tool, according to the
story. A darning tool? People, my brain is petrified.
It's how you make dick socks.
Me wooden. Yeah. Me dick sock! Me dick...
Researchers have reinterpreted the artifact
right.
as a disembodied phallus, and by examining it closely, have outlined some of its most likely possible functions.
Give me back me disembodied phallus.
Oh my God, someone looked at this and said, I think this is a darning tool. It's a 6-inch long dick.
Is that a Roman? Is that an ancient?
It's a 6-inch long.
But that's an ancient sex
Roman
tool, right?
Dick.
Sex toy?
They think.
I think that's amazing craftsmanship for back then. I mean, that actually looks like a penis. I don't know. What is a darning tool? I don't know what that is. For sewing?
Yeah.
You're not sewing anything with that.
You're like if you're fixing socks or something, it's how you
get. Hey, I got some socks with holes in it. You fix it with that wooden dick if you can. I'll see. You're not going to fix any holes with that.
The carved object, which is 160 millimeters long, 6.3 inches,
millimeters,
could have been used as a sexual tool, not necessarily for penetration, but more likely for clitoral stimulation.
Oh, thank you. The fuck do you know from back then? How would they know
if the archaeological find is indeed a sex toy? It represents the only known example of a non-miniaturized wooden phallus from Roman times.
My pinwheel balls are fossilized. They read the hieroglyphics.
One expert said, we shouldn't be surprised by this. We know from Roman art and Roman literature that they used dildos, that they existed, but we haven't found any examples archaeologically yet.
This is an example of a wooden dick. This is me wooden John Thomas.
That's funny.
I misplaced me wooden cock. I don't know where it is. So how much was that? I'm just curious. Like, would you buy that?
Well, there's not a price on it.
It's socialism. Maybe. We all share our wooden cork.
One could carve one's own, I think, looking at this. So.
I made this one on myself.
Okay, what's going on with you, buddy?
She's tired of the show. She's done with it.
No, she wants back in.
Oh, right.
She'd been banished.
Right.
There's a knot hole. There's a knot hole in my dildo. I'll get one dildo without a knot hole in it. This one dildo's been cut against the grain. It splinters.
So they don't think it was. They're not sure if it.
Right.
The object carved from young ash roundwood.
Ew.
With a wide base and narrow tip.
A young tree. What creepy. Who cares? Wait, tell me the tree so I understand. What tree?
It has.
Is maple.
Smoother at both ends than in the middle, likely Ooh. Due to oils from the skin and repeated gripping.
Ooh, right.
Suggested those two areas had the most contact.
It's not a softball bat. Repeated gripping. It's worn down. This is the village dildo. Everyone used it.
It could also have been slotted into a structure, statue, Ooh. Or another object where it was touched by passers-by for good luck.
Shove it in me slot for good luck. You're touching the dildo?
You rub the dick for good luck.
Right. Everybody's been gripping it. Get your hands off me, dildo. That's one for my clitoral stimulation. It's not for good luck.
It could also have been a pestle made for mixing materials.
It's not.
A phallus-shaped pestle could symbolically add protection or potency to whatever was being prepared. So if you had some Alex Jones horny goat weed you crush were crushing.
Would you crush that up with your wooden cock?
Some C-47.
Wash it first.
I don't know.
That's an important headline from the Drudge Report.
That's a great thing to have back then because I don't know. What do people do for fun? When was this? 2,000 years ago. What do people do for fun?
Live to 20.
Right, but...
Right, I was happy when I found me dildo. Right. I lost me dildo and then I found it.
It seems like a nice thing to find. God, this dildo is made. What tree?
Even though the tree. Ash tree.
Was I don't know what tree it's. How the fuck did they know what kind of wood that is? It's old
you can
as
tell
fuck.
What kind of wood something
we
is.
We tested the DNA and it wouldn't cook. It's a young sapling.
Wood experts, creepy. No pun intended, I guess, or pun intended.
Yes.
It could tell when you look at some
How
kind
old
of,
is this dildo?
When you look at some kind of wood.
You gotta cut it off, cut the head off and count the rings.
See, I didn't know we hadn't found any. I knew that they wielded them back in the day, but I didn't
Don't
know
brandish that dildo!
I didn't know we hadn't found any in the archaeological digs.
They've been looking and they finally did. They found this and I think last week they found a flashlight and or found me some fossilized. I don't know. They found an ancient blow up doll.
Somebody investigate and figure out who runs Scoop Mount Juliet or Scoop Wilson, whatever it's called.
Whatever it's called. Me.
I guess we're waiting to see.
It's so dumb. I'm sitting over here doing this dumb British accent about the fucking wooden dildos. And this is America right over here. This dumb fuck. God.
Well, it was the Romans in America.
Right. There were no Romans in America. Did they discover America?
Not in America. In
Christopher
Britain, I mean.
Columbus did.
The Vikings were here.
Oh, jeez. That must have been crazy. Get those fuckers out of here. Fuck Vikings.
You're not a big Viking fan?
Well, I just don't want to fuck with them. Did you see the Viking show?
The Vikings?
Well, you did tonight.
Well, yeah.
Cut me back out and take me lungs out. That's what they do for fun. British.
We got about half an hour left here in the big old shoe.
I'm not going to do the British accent anymore, so everybody stop turning off the podcast.
Ever?
No, not until the, not for 10 minutes.
So yeah, we did the story about Margie wanting the national divorce.
She fucking sucks. How do we divorce ourselves from you, you asshole? Yes!
Now that tweet is making headlines.
How would that work?
I don't know.
All the states, all the shitty states get together and say, you know what? We're going to try this one more time. See if it sticks this time.
This isn't the first time she's called for a national divorce. Last year, in response to someone complaining about West Coast people transplanting themselves in red states, Green agreed that policies such as not allowing transplants from blue states to vote are possible in a national divorce scenario.
Are you saying everybody from California, you're not allowed to come to Alabama? Oh my God. That's... Are you banning people from Mississippi? Say it ain't so. I don't know.
She said, after Democrat voters and big donors ruin a state like California, you would think it wise to stop them from doing it to another great state like Florida.
Is she serious?
Yeah.
Ruin this? How do you do that?
In 2021, Green conducted a highly unscientific poll via Twitter to gauge people's interest in splitting the nation along party lines.
Oh, she claimed, fuck off.
She claimed it found 48% of the country wanted to stay together, while 43% want to split.
Ooh.
9% undecided.
Undecided?
How can you be undecided?
Who are you? You're like, you know,
I never thought of that.
We could succeed and not. Oh, shit.
The British members of America?
You know, any British person like, oh, I am seceding. I'm going back to England. Even with Boris.
I'm coming.
Is that Greg Locke?
That was Greg Locke.
And that guy. That guy? Sometimes I see comedians on stage and it's like, they're looking at their phone to remember what they're going to fucking say. Have you ever seen Greg Locke look at his fucking phone? Once.
Oh, no.
He's never at a loss. Because he's present.
Remember Candace Taylor?
And insane. Yeah.
Jesus, guns, and babies. She ran for governor of Georgia.
Yes,
she still hasn't seceded. Seceded. She still hasn't conceded.
If they secede, we have to flee Florida. I think Florida will not be on the side we want to be on.
I think we'd have to flee, yeah.
God, Shelby, get your shit together. Get the fuck out of here.
She tweeted, I just did a powerful interview with Pastor Locke for Jesus, Guns, and Babies. It will air Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Real Stu Peters Network.
Why is it the Real Stu Peters?
Well, that means Stu Peters. That's his network. That's his Twitter name.
The Real Stu Peters is in the house, everybody.
Like Real Donald Trump. Jeez. It was so good that my family had to watch the raw footage again. What? Oh, it was so good that my family had to watch the raw footage again. Get ready.
Okay.
Candace Taylor. She got like 8% of the vote, and she said it was rigged.
She hasn't conceded. It was rigged. It was really rigged.
She was the one who, she says she got fewer votes than she had volunteers in her campaign.
I'm so sorry. I feel bad for her. That sucks. But not really.
Candace?
No.
Jesus, guns, and babies.
Perfect.
That's Candace Taylor. I'm trying to find. She has one of the more significant accents.
Is she going to run for president?
I've heard from Georgia.
Oh, don't make fun. You're saying she sounds like a redneck. Something like that.
I'm just suggesting that she has
I'm Candace Tyler.
Extraordinarily
Jesus guns.
Thick accent.
What is it, Jesus guns?
I'm seeing a lot of occult, a lot of witchcraft, even students with pentagrams on their book bags. I'm seeing that all over the state. I've heard about that when I was campaigning, but then I'm still seeing that, you know, the furry movement. With
oh, oh my God.
The furry movement.
No, she is not saying there are litter boxes in school and people taking a shit. Well, I bet she is.
I'll bet.
That all over the state. I've heard about that when I was campaigning, but then I'm still seeing that. You know, the furry movement with the kids dressing up and you know, as other animals and identifying as an animal instead of as a human, it's paving the way for bestiality. Well, I've overeaten.
Meanwhile, in the middle of the screen,
paving the way for bestiality. Yes.
On this interview is a picture of Mike Lindell hugging his pillow. It says, ooh, My Pillow promo code Candace.
Ooh, speaking
K-A-N-D-I-S-S.
Speaking of bestiality.
She's hawking
my pillow.
My pillows.
So talk about gluttony, because I've overeaten and it's a sin. Okay, so if you're doing things that are a sin, if you've had premarital sex, or if you have had thoughts of homosexuality, or whatever you've had, we've all struggled with sin.
We've noticed more
sin.
We've all struggled with sin.
Sin. What? This is a lot, man.
Praying for people. A lot of demonic, a lot of witchcraft, a lot of sorcery, a lot of warlocks come out. And yes, it is, because it's the darkest before the dawning. It's a place where Satan really wanted this, what's called Satan. A great reset. He wanted his one world government found fire.
Damn.
And they were doing a sacrifice.
No, this is somebody named Julie Green.
Ooh, that is terrifying.
Oh, my God.
And yes. So we have seen this all over the place. I don't care what state we've been in. We've encountered some type of witchcraft, some type of sorcery of something or another. But I will tell you, every single time we face this, no matter what we faced, we saw the destruction of it because of the name of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, and because of the power and authority that God has given to us. It has,
the Lord told me.
This is like, God, this is like a video game.
How so?
This is like lore in a video game.
Oh, the backstory?
Yeah.
You know, it's a great way to eat up content, too, because if you're into this Jesus bullshit, like, she's getting into what they always say, right? They rattle off all this bullshit.
Oh, right.
By rote. And then, you know, it eats up time on whatever fucking...
On this campaign, we do this Jesus guns and babies. We're running on that. That's just, you know, three words that really tick off the left. I wasn't trying to do that, but I'm talking about it was trending on Twitter.
Oh, my God. We're not. It doesn't tick off the left. It makes us laugh at you in profound mockery.
Yeah.
For how stupid you are running around saying Jesus guns and babies.
I love the fact that she hasn't conceded, but she got 8%. What did she get?
Some very tiny percentage. She got 8%. I think it was even less.
You don't need to concede.
Right. But it was proud, Ryan.
Is understood. Oh, yeah.
They attacked me. They called me all kind of names. They had pictures of Jesus with a gun to a baby's head. I mean, crazy stuff that you can't even imagine just attacking this. But it was prophetic. And when the election was stolen from me...
When the election was stolen from me.
By Satan. Is it by... Well, wait. I want to understand where she's coming from. Is she saying there was fraud, or is she saying there's demonic forces afoot? Because that's different.
Well, you know, somehow Brian Kemp stole the election from her.
Well, so it is fraud.
It's fraud.
But I'm just saying, if demonic forces were working with Brian Kemp, then that's not really, like... against the law.
Oh, she's got her own show here. This Jesus Guns and Babies is her own vibe.
Oh, that's her show.
Sponsored by My Pillow.
Oh, good. That's good. Well, see,
because
there
here,
it is.
Wow, she had a really big name a couple days ago.
Oh.
These people look in the mirror every day and hate what they see. These are angry, angry people. These are people that have no hope in their lives. They probably don't work. They probably collect unemployment from your dollars and my dollars. They probably get paid by George Soros as well. But these are people that really have so much disappointment that their lives didn't turn out the way
they... Oh, excellent.
Yes! Fuck yes!
Kevin Sorbo!
Yeah, I, you know what? I just...
You recognize the pipes of a trained actor.
I know a thespian when I
really have so much disappointment that their lives didn't turn out the way they wanted to. These trolls are people that just have nothing but anger and hatred. They live in this black hole. They want to suck all of us down that black hole with them by attacking you, attacking me.
Well, like you said something really powerful a while ago, and I was going to point it out, so I'm glad it just got brought back up. But you said something to the effect of, why do you get so angry about something you don't believe in?
Oh, this is the bullshit.
You're shoving it up our ass, of
atheists are angry at God.
No. I'm angry that you want to put your God bullshit.
No, yeah, we're angry
in my
at you.
Life, in my front
we're
yard.
Not angry at your mythical creature in the sky. We're angry at you assholes for trying to force us to worship your mythical creature in the sky.
Pull the cross out of our assholes.
Well, like you said something really powerful a while ago, and I was going to point it out, so I'm glad it just got brought back up. But you said something to the effect of, why do you get so angry about something you don't believe in? Mm. Yeah. That's powerful. And it's true.
It's stupid. And it makes no sense.
And Kevin Sorbo is sitting there thinking, is there an interpreter? Is this person speaking?
Atheists are not angry at your God.
You know, her vowel sounds. That's all I'm hearing.
18
right now.
Syllables for one vowel. Yeah.
That's powerful. And it's true. And I think it's because they do believe in something. They may be angry because they were sexually abused, or they were physically abused, or they didn't feel love, or they felt rejection. And maybe they turned away from God and the idea of God because of that. But there's definitely something inside of them.
Oh, yes. We've all had the God diddled out of us.
Right.
That's how all of us atheists.
She's saying that. She's saying the only way you don't really believe in God is if you've been molested.
Oh, well, something happened. So maybe you've been sexually assaulted or abused.
Oh, interesting theory.
Abused, or they didn't feel love, or they felt rejection, and maybe they turned away from God and the idea of God because of that. But there's definitely something inside of them that feels anger towards something.
Yeah. Well, these are people who failed.
Damn it. You know, I saw that dog. I saw the people walking that dog by, and she was sleeping in the bed right in the window, and I was trying to be quiet and hoping she wouldn't notice.
Dude, she lost her marbles,
man.
That's
a major infraction.
That's funny.
Here's another Candace.
We can do hard
things. Oh, God. Man, wherever they're at, their sound system.
We can do hard things. You know how? Because we have 11 million people. We have experts in every single field in this state. And we're going to get around a table, and we're going to fix the problems. Not with high donors. Not, oh, Candace, but I gave you the most money. You should give me a seat. No. We're going to do it with patriots who believe in Jesus, who believe in the Constitution, and who's going to put Georgia first.
Jeez, man. But they, you know what? I have some hard news for her. Put Georgia first. You can put Georgia first, but Candace, they didn't put you first. Georgia literally didn't put you first. They put you last.
But it was stolen from her.
Oh, that's. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry. You're right.
Stolen.
Good point. Fuck me. Hey, stolen from her. Jeez, man. What the shit?
Has yet to.
Concede.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I fucked up the number.
Okay.
That she got.
Okay.
In the vote.
No, well, let's correct that.
Brian Kemp got 73%.
Right.
David Perdue, Trump's candidate.
Okay.
Got 22%.
Okay.
Candace Taylor got 3.5%.
That is not bad.
14,000 votes total.
I mean, can we have a Google of news alerts when she concedes so we can break in if we're in the middle of the show? We can.
And there's no way she had more than 14,000 people working on her stupid campaign when she's like, I had more people vote for me than I had volunteers.
You know, Candace, the move would have been to concede and say, gosh, nobody knew me and I didn't think I was going to win. But look at all the support. This is just the beginning. That's what a normal person might do. But you're not doing that. You're like talking to Kevin Sorbo about how Kemp stole the election. You're crazy.
I do not.
They don't.
And if the people who did this and cheated are watching, people of Georgia
they aren't.
Will not allow me to.
I want you to feel inside of your gut a righteous anger for justice.
Get out of there. I don't want you to feel anything inside me.
With a big Roman dildo.
It's so, yes, a wooden. It's funny because she's like, if the people responsible are watching, I don't think anyone's watching. I think we're the only ones listening to this right now.
God, I hope so.
No one is watching you.
I desperately hope that that's true, that nobody does, but they obviously do.
If you went to George and said, who is Candace Taylor?
She got money from people. She had a big bus, remember, that she was driving around Georgia?
Get your fucking bus back. She lost. That's what it is. She didn't want to give the bus back. And she's not conceding. That's why. It's not because she thinks it's stolen. She wants to keep that sweet bus.
You think she? Well, she yes. probably did, yeah.
Yeah.
She probably is getting to keep that.
It's my super pack. My stupid pack.
I guess there was a report that came out. CDC data reveals 57% of high school girls say they experience persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. Well, the highest sucks. Level reported over the past decade, nearly double compared to boys.
Well, we live in a fucking repressive, sexist fucking society. You know, I mean.
But we've got one asshole that was on Fox News.
Right.
Who named Keisha King from Freedom Works.
No, Freedom Works.
That has a theory as to what's happening to these girls, why they're so depressed. Okay.
At what point do we have to stop catering to these bullies and protect our children? I want laws put in place.
This is a father who's calling for change after his 14-year-old daughter was viciously bullied at school and she committed suicide.
Jeez.
Here we go.
That these kids are
skip a little ahead until we get to this asshole that with her opinion of why this is going on.
Yeah.
Or hopelessness, the highest level reported over the past decade and nearly doubled compared to boys. Two Florida moms from the group Freedom Works Fast, Keisha King and Laura Zork, join us now. Thank you so much for joining us. This is such an important topic, and boy, was that heartbreaking hearing that dad, you know. And it's so wonderful that in his pain, he's still reaching out and saying, I want to help other kids. What do you think is behind this, Keisha? You brought up an interesting point that you thought that a lot of the narcissism and sort of the me that the culture and social media is feeding might be playing into why our girls are so sad.
Absolutely. They are surrounded and inundated with messages that don't really support who they naturally are. They have, you know, they're little girls trying to grow up, and then there's biological boys who are going into their bathrooms invading their spaces.
Oh, my God.
This
damn.
Is why girls are depressed, because of all the dick in the locker room from all the leaping evil transvestite.
Oh, my God. That is some, would you call that, I would like to call that right-wing nut job mental brain jujitsu.
That's not even jujitsu.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. That is insane.
That's a cudgel. That's
you know, it is disturbing. It's a
giant warhammer to the head.
I feel like these politicians, they wake up in the morning and they're like, whatever happens today, I'm going to make it about trans people. Because yeah. I have a fixation on that for some reason.
That's where this woman goes. Well, you know.
Crazy.
They're surrounded and inundated with messages that don't really support who they naturally are. That's her number one. Rachel Campos Duffy, an asshole primo yes. in her own on Fox News, on Fox and Friends Weekend on the B Team. that was Rachel Campos Duffy asking the question. But she goes right, this Keisha King goes right fucking into it. What do you think is behind this, Keisha?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're surrounded and inundated with messages that don't really support who they naturally are. Number one in her head.
Well, yes. Yes, because it is number one in their head. If you think about, like, Think about DeSantis.
Yeah.
Like our governor.
Yeah.
That seems to be the number one thing in his head.
Well, it's the number one thing that they want to put in conservatives' heads.
Is this, I mean, this is a weird thing to say. Is this trans issue for the conservatives? Is this their new, like,
Niagara Falls
abortion thing?
Yeah.
This is their new little dumb wedge issue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They lost gay marriage. So they're still trying, though, with gay marriage.
That doesn't mean you can't be married.
They're trying to claw back. I think in Texas, they're trying to say, well, you can be married, but you can't adopt kids. Or you can be married, but you can't be teachers.
Okay. Thank you.
Stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
You know, wonderful things.
God. These people are so fucking stupid. So backwards. There's so many places on the planet that aren't this archaic. I thought this was supposed to be a great country. The American dream and all this shit. Jeez, we can't have drag queens reading a book to kids. We're so simple and stupid. Thuggish. Violent.
We also...
those are just the little messages on the backs of candy hearts.
We just have a couple minutes left here. Well, this is nice. The U.S. has a gun homicide rate 26 times that of other high-income countries.
I thought this is going to be some good news about gun control here.
That's not gun suicide rate 12 times that.
Well, that makes sense, though, because we have lots of guns, right? Yeah, they're available for that kind of thing. See? It's a freedom. That's freedom.
One would say there's a plethora.
You have the freedom to be depressed as shit in this country and then shoot yourself. That's what we make available. Yes,
come on and sing my song, everybody.
This is the warm-up for Trump's speech tonight at some event.
Lionel Richie!
And this is a group of old white people. Excuse me. Waving Trump signs.
Lionel Richie.
I'm sure Lionel will not be happy with
a
this.
A Trump. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Come on and sing my song, everybody.
Everybody.
That is the apocalypse. I just saw the apocalypse. I saw that video. That is disturbing. They're all singing Lionel Richie's all night long. John, what do they do to this part when they get to this part? Jambalite sanctimonia. Yeah, jambalite.
Like, I ain't singing that Mexican part.
The Mexican part.
That's right before Trump's speech.
Jambalite.
I guess Trump has a speech that I'm sure we'll hear.
I love that song. That's a great song. And I remember that music video came out. I love that.
We only have a couple minutes left here, but there's lots of truths to catch up with.
Oh, geez.
35 minutes ago, big buildup, lots of money spent, yet only 139 people showed up for DeSantis in Staten Island. Fox News is disappointed. His polls are crashing. Paul Ryan, very unhappy. He's a rhino in disguise. That's why 2016 all over again.
So today, Trump is like, Paul Ryan's very unhappy. He loves that. Is that true,
big
Paul?
Night at Club 45. See y'all later, MAGA. That's where he's... That's where I just played.
What, that's Club 45. Is that in Mar-a-Lago?
Maybe.
Jambalite sanctimonia.
Ron DeSanctimonious wants to cut your Social Security and Medicare, closed up Florida and its beaches. Yes. Loves rhinos, Paul Ryan, Jeb Bush, and Karl Rove. Disasters all. Is backed by Globalist Club for No Growth. Lincoln Pervert Project. And
what?
The Lincoln Project?
He calls it the pervert.
Yeah. Because that one guy.
Oh, that one dude.
It was a little grabby of interns.
Jeez, I mean, God, Trump.
Lincoln Pervert Project and uninspired Coke. Coke Brothers. He's going after the Coke Brothers, too.
Right.
It only gets worse from there. He's a rhino in disguise whose poll numbers are dropping like a rock. Good luck, Ron.
Jeez.
Good luck, Ron.
Gosh.
Ron hasn't even... He hasn't even said a word.
Right.
Ron DeSantis is not saying a word about Trump.
No. He's smart.
Yeah.
Because I think in 2016, Jeb and all the other losers thought they could tangle with him.
We do have an inspirational message from him on this President's Day,
from
though.
From Schittler?
All caps. Happy President's Day! Exclamation point. This is a time, perhaps more so than any time in our country's history,
yay,
that we need greatness in the position of president. Does anyone believe we have that now? I don't think so. We are a nation in serious decline. We must make America great again and fast before it's too late. 3 exclamations.
Happy President's Day!
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day, everybody. That's it. That's uplifting. I thought it wasn't going to be Festivus. I thought it wasn't. Does he have anything to say? Did Trump have anything to say about Jimmy Carter going into hospice?
No, no. Sad news.
Yeah. I put a meme up and said, you motherfuckers made me sell my peanut farm.
God, Laura Loomer was rightfully taking tons of heat because she tweeted something horrific like.
About Jimmy Carter?
Like, Jimmy Carter is in peace knowing that there's finally a president worse than him or something like that.
Fuck
just,
you.
They're just scum.
Fuck you.
They're such
fuck
slime.
Fuck yourself. Leave Jimmy Carter the fuck alone. Laura, he doesn't know you exist, you loser.
She's being raked, she's
the fuck Laura Loomer
raked
is.
Over the coals.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
On social media like she should.
Stupid asshole.
She's back, thanks to Elon.
Oh, yes. On Twitter?
Yeah. That's an important voice we needed.
Oh.
Thanks, Elon.
Loomer.
We'll be back Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check and see what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
not that. I am on... I never post, yeah. So... It's, you know. But anyway, buy shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. It really does help. Have a great day or evening and whatever the fuck. Talk to you later.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.